Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
Heads on beer, ice cream, fertiliser and miso soup, they all have one ingredient in common, seaweed. And the rich quantities of marine algae washed up on our shores have been described as liquid gold. A new marine research and development park planned for South Connemara by state agency Uadh Ros na Gaeltachta aims to focus on the potential of seaweed among other marine projects. Some of the details were outlined at a seaweed seminar hosted by Uadh Ros in County Galway several days ago. Lorna Siggins went along for Drive Time. What was the purpose of the seminar, Lorna, and why is this a project that Uadh Ros is involved in?
Yes, Mary, that's a good question, because Uadh Ros na Gaeltachta, which has an economic, social and cultural remit in the Gaeltacht areas, was a shareholder in the state's sole seaweed company, Aramaracho, which bought Famon Bui or Ascophyllum nodosum from traditional harvesters on the west coast for many years and shipped it on to Scotland. And in 2014, Uadh Ros sold its stake in Aramara to a Canadian multinational, Acadian Sea Plants, for an undisclosed sum, prompting serious concern among traditional harvesters about a possible resource grab. But in July 2018, the Minister of State, Damien English, clarified that traditional rights would be honoured in any new licensing regime. But the Uadh Ros still has skin in the seaweed game, as it believes there are many new opportunities in what is now a multi-million euro global industry. The agency has plans for Park Namara, a new marine research and development park in Carna in Connemara, which aims to offer 200 direct jobs. And Dr. Mark White, who's spearheading the project, told me how three quarters of the companies which have expressed interest in locating in the park are involved in biotechnology and developing bioproducts derived from seaweed.
There are great innovators in this country. There are great entrepreneurs who are looking for this opportunity to get into this kind of facilitated marine resource business park, which will allow us to push forward. It will create 200 jobs in Irisanach, that area of Connemara around Carna, Kilchira and Rosmuc, which is a huge black spot, unemployment black spot. 200 jobs in that context is enormous. And Uadh Ros na Gaeltachta fundamentally is focused on providing jobs for people in the Gaeltacht to support their progressive employment, to support jobs for young graduates who are leaving places like Carna and Kilchira and going to college in Galway and Dublin and elsewhere, and for those folks who are overseas who can come back with expertise as technologists, as biochemists, as medical engineers, as lawyers, as accountants, and come back and add to their communities in this modern environment with really progressive jobs. So it's really exciting, Lorna, what we're talking about here. And seaweed is one of those marine sectors that is very exciting for us. On Park Namara, we're working in a completely enclosed on-land environment. We have very high specification water treatment facilities planned for the site. Recirculating aquaculture systems will be used where aquaculture is relevant. Those folks who are concerned about salmon and other species in sea cages are very happy to see progress being made and recirculating systems on land. So Park Namara is about doing things in an industrial park, on land, in a very controlled environment. And the folks that we're engaged with, who do express concerns about other forms of aquaculture, are telling us that this is the way they would like to see things progress.
And are there many involved in the seaweed farming business, Lorna?
Yes, we tend to think of seaweed production in terms of traditional harvesting, but it's farming seaweed is a big industry in the Asian countries, and BIM, the State Sea Fisheries Board, has been supporting research here since 2004. And the practicalities of this work were outlined at the seminar by Freddie O'Mahony, who's co-founder of Cartran Point Shellfish in County Clare. And she talked about using coffee blenders and a spray gun that she bought in Woody's as part of her painstaking work at a hatchery next to the Bantry Marine Research Station in West Cork. And she also explained how seaweed grown on these long strings located next to fish farms can do very well as a type of nutrient mop. And I asked her to explain what this means.
It simply means that seaweed takes up the nutrients in the surrounding water. So if you take, for example, a situation where you might have maybe excess nutrients flowing from land into a bay, or maybe excess nutrients coming from local salmon farms or fish farms, that there's extra nutrients there for the seaweed to grow. And then it can actually grow much longer, much faster than we would normally expect. And we had an example of this where we grew Atlantic wakame beside a salmon farm, and we achieved 20 kilos biomass per linear metre of string. Now, this is more than double what we'd normally expect. And this whole idea of growing seaweed and other shellfish in association with finfish is currently very, very popular, and it is described as integrated multitrophic aquaculture. Bit of a handful, but it's really IMTA, and a lot of people are aspiring to that because they see it as being ecologically a very good way to be involved in aquaculture.
And I suppose in the future, from what other speakers have said here, really we will be cultivating more seaweed than we harvest traditionally.
I would expect so. In a lot of cases, when you cultivate seaweed, you have a greater control over when you'll be able to harvest the seaweed. The seaweed is never lying on the bottom on the seabed. It is hanging on ropes, and therefore it can be a lot cleaner. If you harvest your seaweed at a certain time, it will have less epiphytes or things growing on the actual seaweed. In the pharmaceutical and area, the people will require very clean seaweed. So I see this as being a great potential for coastal communities all around Ireland.
Did the seminar attract a lot of interest, Lorna?
Yes, it was packed, Mary, and among those there was IFA Aquaculture Chief Executive Teresa Morrissey, who represents finfish and shellfish farmers, and felt that her organisation was uniquely placed to make that link between farming on land and sea. And also there was venture capitalist Wayne Murphy, who talked about the fastest growing seafood industry in the world, and he was particularly welcoming of the Park Namara plans.
I think it's amazing that this is going to happen here. It's the perfect place for it to happen. And there are other parts of the world, like as I say, as I mentioned, we're based in Hawaii, and we're also based in Singapore and Bergen. These locations also have, you know, setups like what Park Namara is trying to do, and it's an absolute necessity. If you want to attract talent, if you want to attract global companies that want to build technologies, you need to create the environment and the opportunity and also the investment that's needed to help scale that. And we see aquaculture as a significant sector globally. In today's terms, aquaculture is the fastest growing food sector in the world. There's a growing patent and IP being registered around aquaculture. So we believe that there is significant opportunity there to, from a venture perspective, to get a return, but also to help improve the efficiencies and the sustainability that exists today in global aquaculture through technology.
Teresa Morrissey, IFA Aquaculture. I am the Aquaculture Executive in the Irish Farmers Association.
Now, there were big figures being talked about here today and lots of opportunities.
Well, I suppose we would be supportive of retaining the resource locally, and I suppose that is part of where seaweed harvesters and cultivators, as opposed to farming of seaweed. But part of that is training and qualifications and training people to retain those skills that are needed for seaweed harvesting, so you retain that. And of course IFA generally is all about supporting rural communities, where basically there's not a whole lot of industries available to people living in coastal communities. Aquaculture is one of those industries that can support those rural coastal communities, bring in jobs and the spin-off that comes with that.
And that was the IFA's Aquaculture Chief Executive Teresa Morrissey, ending Lorna Siggins' report from the Connemara Coast.